Report says since the 1940s, 390 clergy or trusted figures within the church were convicted of sexual offences against children. The Church of England was found to have failed to take the abuse seriously and created a culture where abusers were able to hide.
I swear by Almighty God.
I swear by Almighty God.
The Archbishop of Canterbury gave evidence to the inquiry last year, answering questions for almost 3 hours and clearly emotional. He was asked what he'd learnt from the process.
I've learnt to be ashamed again of the church.
There was much to be ashamed of. In the Diocese of Chichester alone, a multitude of clergy were convicted of abusing children. Canon Gordon Rideout, Father Robert Coles, the Reverend Jonathan Graves, Father Vicary House and Bishop Peter Ball. For victims of abuse, the church must now make change.
Once survivors see real help and real support beginning to reach them from a church that has kind of mouthed support for a long time but not delivered it, I think once that happens, there could be a turning point.
Holy Spirit of God, open our hearts.
Responding to the findings today, the Church of England said it made shocking reading and expressed its shame, acknowledging the impact on victims. The inquiry has called for lasting change, a fundamental shift that it says will require more than platitudes from church leaders. Daniela Ralph, BBC News.
Well, with me now is Richard Scorer, who's an abuse lawyer from Slater and Gordon, who's worked with a number of victims of clerical abuse over the years. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
What's your reaction, first of all, to this report?
Well, this is a very damning report. It's very critical of the Church of England. It's clear that the church is continuing to fail victims and survivors. Even now, it's clear that bishops have far too much power and have not used it wisely and have used it to try and cover up, in some cases, what's going on. And it's clear that there is huge change still required. So it's a very damning report. And I think the Church of England needs to work very hard to think about how it can change and to make sure that those changes happen.
Just to be clear, who is it within a church structure that has responsibility for the safeguarding of children?
Well, part of the problem with the church structure at the moment is that that responsibility largely rests with bishops. They are assisted by safeguarding advisors, but the responsibility rests with them. And one of the things the report recommends is that that responsibility is taken away from them and placed with diocesan safeguarding officers. And I think that's an important change. It's one of many changes that are needed. But I think part of the problem is that, you know, this responsibility has rested with bishops and they've not discharged it wisely.
Mm. Do you think, as the report has set out the details, that it offers any justice to the victims, or at least a sense of justice?
Well, I think the justice comes from two things. One is a sense that the church are taking that seriously, their responsibilities to survivors, and there are many survivors who are still, you know, facing financial difficulties and other things, other issues today, and need that support, and that has to be addressed. But also making sure that the right changes come in for the future, both within the church, but also more broadly in terms of the law. And one of the things I think we do need coming out of this, and the inquiry will look at this next year, is mandatory reporting. We do need a law that says that if you know about abuse going on within an organisation or an institution, that you have a legal duty to report that to the police or social services so that it can be investigated. We've got to get away from this situation where abuse allegations get dealt with in-house, because that's a recipe for cover-up. So that needs to change.
Mm. I mean, you, during the course of your career, have acted for victims of child sexual abuse in a lot of high-profile cases. Can you just describe the sort of effect that this sort of abuse has on people who survive it?
Well, the effects can be terrible and can be lifelong. And I think, you know, I don't think I've ever represented a victim of child abuse who's ever really got over it in the true sense. People are left with lifelong symptoms of nightmares, trauma, you know, difficulties in relationships, difficulties in working and so on. All of those things. I mean, the reaction and the difficulties can vary in each individual case, but those problems are very real and can often be lifelong. And what the Church of England needs to make sure is that allegations, when they come to light, are not being covered up. They're being investigated rapidly and dealt with, but also that the Church of England provides proper support to survivors when they need it. And that's something which has been sorely lacking in the past.
We've seen today the open letter of apology from the Archbishops of Canterbury and York. And also we saw there in the piece that ran earlier, Justin Welby talking about his shame at what had happened. Do you think this will now be a trigger for lasting change?
Well, I can only hope so. But as the report says, we need more than platitudes here. We do need real change within the church. And I think not just within the church, that's really important. They have a programme of change and they need to make sure that that is, you know, progressed properly, even when the inquiry's gone and is not there to supervise them and to check that it's going on. But we also need wider legal changes, mandatory reporting, as I've described. So I think we need both of those things to make sure that we don't fail victims and survivors in the future.
OK, good to talk to you. Thank you so much. That's Richard Scorer, head of the abuse team at Slater and Gordon Lawyers. Thank you.